Broadcasting live from the beautiful Atlanta Convention Center at America Smart, it's Eventorac 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton in beautiful downtown Atlanta, Georgia, and we are here at Eventorac 2014. We started the day off on the right foot with the espresso machine find. That was a score, right, son?
Oh, that was very nice. I got a little bite of quiche before and some kind of potato-y, lucky thing that you decided to...
I passed.
You passed on that. Then we hit the espresso machine. And then here we are, right out of the box. This is going to be a fantastic segment. We have with us from Button It Up, Inc., Miss Sharon Hochdorf, and a guy named Robert that she spent some time with as well. Welcome to the show, gang.
Thank you.
Hey, no, I understand you guys are roommates. Is that true?
Yes, we are. Lifetime roommates.
35 years and counting.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. Sharon, I'm going to start with you. Mission, purpose, what are you guys out there doing for folks?
Well, we provide photo favors for special events, whether it's corporate or a private party. So we have photo booth, green screen, photography. We have graffiti wall, and we have flip books that we provide at special events.
Now, how are the meeting planners and meeting professionals, how do they impact your business?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, we depend on them a lot. They get us a lot of our events. They deal directly with the clients. They hire their vendors. We build a really nice relationship with a lot of them in the Atlanta area as well as outside of Atlanta.
Now, I think you guys are set up here with your green screen and all that. Is that true?
We are. We're in the Tabernacle booth. They asked us to partner with them, and so we are partnering with them doing green screen. So what they did is they have several venues in Miami, Charlotte, and, of course, the Tabernacle in Atlanta. And so they sent us pictures of each of their venues, and we turned those into green screen. So you can come to the Tabernacle booth, and we'll take a green screen photo and put you in the image. And, of course, we have props and fun signs and things that will make your photo just enjoyable. And it's a great marketing tool, too, because we've got their logos on their pictures. We're emailing their pictures directly from the booth. We can tweet the pictures from the booth. We can social media it with Facebook as well.
Now, Robert, what's your role in all this?
My role is to try and stay out of the way as much as possible.
Are you the driver? Because I have that role with my organization.
I have. Yes, that's one of my roles. Mostly to take care of the back end, the books, accounting, occasional technical things. If they're not too complex.
All the technical things.
Well, I'm curious. I want to learn more about your business specifically, but I'm also curious just to learn a little bit about what it's like for a couple to run a business. It's got to open up some marvelous opportunities, but it has to present you with some challenges too, yeah?
Sure, it is. It can be challenging because we're, unlike a regular 9-to-5, we're 24/7.
Yeah.
But we have, over the years, defined our roles, I think, pretty well. Not strategically planned, but it's turned out that Sharon does most of the marketing and sales for us. And I do, I take care of our bookkeeping. I take care of technical things, that kind of thing. So we're kind of stratified, although there'll be times when I'll... sell a service to somebody just because I'm picking up the phone. So you mix and match some, but your roles do get defined, and they have with us.
So now, can you share a little bit about what it's like if a client calls you and say, you know what, we've never done this before, we don't even know where to begin. Can you give us some best practices or what's worked or what hasn't worked?
Oh, definitely. One of the things that we strive to do is, it may sound surprising, but not oversell the client. So for an example of that will be a client calls and says, I'm going to have an event at the Marriott Marquis, let's say. I'm going to have 500 people there.
Right.
And we're talking about green screen, in other words, green screen photos where the guests come up and have their photo done. They may say, and I want 3 green screen stations for that 4 hours.
Right. And they don't have a frame of reference, 3, 10, 1. They don't know.
They don't, except they have a number That number's probably come from somebody saying, oh, you must have at least three stations.
Right.
So what I will tell them is the chances are if you've got 500 people, number one, you know, I'm going to ask questions like, what kind of 500 people? Are these
couples?
Are
they all 90 years old or are they 16?
Are they
90? That would probably matter.
And also the nature of their constituency. In other words, are they extroverted or are they introverted in general?
Right.
I mean, you know, you get a mix. But some people are just crazy about photos. They'll do it till there's no photos left. And some are not.
Right.
And then the other thing we know, too, is, and I will tell them this, you get 500 people there, 200, maybe half, won't take a picture. They don't care about it.
Right.
So we know these things. So when I say I don't oversell, I'll tell them the most I would do is two stations.
Right.
And I think that just adds credibility when you're saying to them, whoa, you know, slow down.
Because you're looking out for their best interest. You're not just trying to make the most money.
Absolutely, because I want them to have an excellent experience so that hopefully they will say, yeah, these guys know what they're doing, did it well, and come back to us.
Right.
Now, Sharon, how did it all get started? Did you have a real job at some point?
You did some green screen work early in your career?
Well, actually, we've been doing this. We're in our 27th year, so
wow.
It's not just a beginning.
Right, so it could work
business.
Out. This thing could pan out.
It could work
be.
Out.
Yes.
So, honestly, I hardly remember what I did before. So I think I'm just going to stick with we do photo ops.
But did either of you have like a real job at a office or you've always been entrepreneur?
We actually did have real jobs. I started the business in 1987. I worked the business up until about 5 years ago when Robert was trying to make a change in jobs and careers. And I said, you know, it's time. Let's just go ahead and bite the bullet and we're both going to be in this business together, because he had always helped me on the side.
Right.
And it was getting a little too big for me to be able to handle myself. So it was either hire somebody
stuck with Robert then,
I was kind of stuck with
right.
Robert.
So
stuck
Robert, this
me.
Was a kind of a second act for you?
Yes, it was. It was. So for the first 22-odd years, it was a second job for me. And it's kind of interesting because you hear so much about when you make decisions like this, you want to have, you know, planning and a roadmap and
right,
all that.
Exactly.
We
it's not an impulse buy like you're getting a Snicker bar at the grocery store, right?
Right, right. But we, we knew there was a risk for me to stop having regular employment, come in and do this. We knew we needed literally X amount of income. We knew that much.
Right.
And I think what happened was, call it dumb luck, but what happened was the size of the business did grow. Because there was another person.
Right.
I initially made a lot of cold calls to companies, you know, said, here's what we do. Would you be interested? That kind of thing. And some of those.
And that was something, Sharon, that you hadn't done previously? You were busy organically and working your relationships, and you didn't have kind of a sales arm that was dedicated to this kind of cold calling and prospecting like
correct,
that?
Correct, because I have really focused on organizations and being a member of organizations.
Right.
And that is how I
just
network.
Just like that organic networking through that,
organic
right?
networking. And I have found that to be extremely helpful. So I really never made cold calls.
Right.
So when Robert came in and started doing that.
You needed him to do something.
I needed him to do something.
Exactly.
We had to figure out something,
something
for him
to do, right?
I had to earn my place in the
and
business.
And she didn't know if you were going to work out.
No,
you know,
we
to be
really
honest.
Didn't.
No. That's interesting because this was 5-6 years ago, and I'll never forget one of the calls I made that summer was to Georgia Tech, and it was to the Alumni Association.
Right. Did you go to Georgia Tech, or you
did?
No,
just I did
like
not.
A random people open the phone book and call.
I called Georgia Tech.
Nice.
Alumni Association, and they invited us in. They were very interested in talking to us, mainly because the product that they had to show us when we came there was a disaster. So. They're still our client. Out of one simple cold call. The point is that
you don't know.
People don't know understand the power of cold calling.
Up the phone and calling
because
people.
You do have to be willing to go through 22 no's
to get
one
the
yes. But let me tell you, the one yes,
it's going to be worth your time.
The 22 exactly. Way way over.
Well, if somebody wanted to learn more about you guys, is there a website?
There is. buttonitup.com, so it's kind of easy to remember.
And then you can go to the website. You can see some of the stuff you've done. I'm sure you have photos and videos and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
We have photos. We have videos. You can go onto each one of our links and see the different photo options that we have. I think our website is actually pretty clear, and because we do green screen, we've got over 150, maybe 200 options of backgrounds that you can do.
Wow.
Nice.
As well as us just creating our own. But yes, and just buttonitup.com.
Are your events typically that you participate in, are they like social events, or are they business events, both?
Right now we're doing about 50-50.
Really?
So we do a lot of corporate events. For instance, this weekend we have 5 events, and 2 of them are corporate, and 3 of them are social. So it's really a pretty good mix. The one thing that's so nice about the corporate and having social both is some fall on the weekends and some fall during the week.
So you can work 7 days a week.
Exactly.
We can. In fact,
a dream come
true. A blessing and a curse.
In fact, we used to be mostly social.
Right.
Which
were the weekends, right?
And we literally sat down and said, you know, aside from Friday and Saturday, mostly Saturday, there's all these other days of the week. You know, so
what a concept.
So maybe we should take advantage of all those other days of the week.
Because you got the equipment anyway.
Yeah.
Lots of it.
All right. Well, that's buttonitup.com. Check them out.
Well, it has been an absolute delight having you guys come visit with us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor of Eventorec 2014.